co-foundation for rapid, ecstatic dance like Melismata. The composer himself conducts the London Sinfonietta. First of Oliver Nussen's two organa 12th century chants used to modern ends. And that was Oliver Nussen himself conducting the London Sinfonietta. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online. It's a couple of minutes past 11 now and time for World on 3 with Mary Ann Kennedy.
The Isle of Skye at the heart of that opening track, not least through the vocals of half Skye, half Swedish singer Maeve McKinnon, but principally through the febrile imagination of Skye-based producer and percussionist Ian Copeland, who lived for many years in the wee village of Roag, where my own family and several other musicians also hail from. Recent credits for Ian include long-time membership of the Peat Bog Fairies and Session A9, but his current passion is Sketch, a collective of trad musicians of which he is very definitely the daddy figure, if not the granddaddy. Their debut album is just out, and you can see them in launch party mode in the most wonderful Cayley Place in Ullapool on the 27th of this month, and in July on the island of Lewis at the Hebridean Celtic Festival, with a roster there headlined by the Proclaimers and the Waterboys. Tonight's show features an embarrassment of riches. We're looking forward to some future sessions with the great Quebecois band Le Vent du Nord, and with a new album from Phil Callery of Irish trio The Voice Squad, who are back on the performance stage, and World on Three Bound with me in the next few weeks. Tonight's guest is no slouch either. The fabulous Cuban jazz pianist Roberto Fonseca joins me in the studio here in Maida Vale for a rather special session with his band. Let's continue now with some of the new releases around at the moment. The first album takes us to the Western Sahara, where the Sahrawi people have led a decades-long campaign against Moroccan occupation, with many thousands of them still living in Algerian refugee camps. The opening track to Mariam Hassan's new album is a song sung by the kids in the camps on the feast of Eid el-Kabir, when they go from tent to tent in hopes of, demands of, sometimes, sweets and pennies.
Arafa, arafa, ya mbaraka, ya mbaymuna, ya sadaka. Arafa, arafa, ya mbaraka, ya mbaymuna, ya sadaka. Yeah, maybe.
Thank you.
Well, at first glance, the three new anthologies from the Loose Africa label look like your regular culling of the back catalogue, but the African Guitars, Voices and Rhythms collections, respectively, are real glories worth checking out. That was from the Rhythms collection, the French Malagasy Tal Raval and Tani Manga. And before them was Mariam Hassan from her new album El Ayun on Fire, taking its name from the city regarded by the Sahrawi as their capital. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on Three, where my session guest, Roberto Fonseca, joins me in a little while. But Brazil is the next port of call tonight, and a young artist being big upped by no less than Caetano Veloso. Criolo, or Kleber Gomes, worked his way out of the shantytowns of Sao Paulo with not a little support from his philosophy-loving mam, Dona Villani, finally breaking through to the mainstream via a long-time presence on the city's hip-hop scene. This is the international release of his 2011 album, No Na Aurelia, Not in the Ear. And it's way more than just a hip-hop album. It's rich in texture and quite mesmeric, and I love it.
Não existe amor em SP, um labirinto místico onde os grafites gritam, não dá pra descrever numa linda frase de um postal tão doce. Cuidado com doce, São Paulo é um buquê. Buquê são flores mortas num lindo arranjo, arranjo lindo feito pra você. Não existe amor em SP. Os bares estão cheios de almas tão vazias. A ganância vibra, a vaidade excita. Devolva minha vida e morra afogada em seu próprio mar de ferro. Aqui ninguém vai pro céu. Não precisa morrer pra ver Deus, não precisa sofrer pra saber o que é melhor pra você. Em cada escombro, em cada esquina, me dê um gole de vida. Não precisa morrer pra ver Deus. Amor em SP, um labirinto místico onde os grafites gritam, não dá pra descrever numa linda frase de um postal tão doce. Cuidado com doce, São Paulo é um buquê. Buquê são flores mortas num lindo arranjo, arranjo lindo feito pra você. Não existe amor em SP. Os bares estão cheios de almas tão vazias. A ganância vibra, a vaidade excita. Devolva minha vida e morra afogada em seu próprio mar de ferro. Aqui ninguém vai pro céu. Não precisa saber o que é melhor pra você. Encontro duas nuvens em cada escombro, em cada esquina. Me dê um gole de vida. Não precisa morrer pra ver Deus.
Califórnia e os desertos ilhados por um pacífico turvo. A asa do avião, o tapete cor de poeira de dentro do avião, a lembrança por um pacífico turvo. A asa do avião, o tapete cor de poeira de dentro do avião, a lembrança do branco.
Onde cai
Two generations of groundbreaking Brazilian musicians. First up was Criolo, who'll be appearing at the Barbican's Back to Black Festival on the 30th of June here in London. And that was followed by the man giving him a big thumbs up, musician, writer and political activist Caetano Veloso. Minhas Lágrimas appears on Ras Records' latest Star Turn definitive collection. 40 tracks culled from 90 or so albums, and that particular track coming from his 2006 album, Say. An album noted as much for its earthy lyrics as for its stripped-back trio backing. So, time to hear for the first time from my guests in session tonight, Cuban jazz pianist Roberto Fonseca, currently touring his wonderful album, Yo. He's joined in the Maida Vale studio here tonight by Yandy Martinez on bass, Chicoy on guitar, Ramses Rodriguez on drums, and Joel Hierrezuelo on percussion. And they're starting out with a track from that album, Siete Rayos.
Santa María en la luna, Santa Isabel en el sol, y alrededor de nosotros no quiero perturbación, y alrededor de nosotros no quiero perturbación.
Con Mandinga Carabalí.
Absolutely fabulous stuff. Roberto Fonseca and the band with a live version of Siete Rayos filling the Maida Vale studios here. And Roberto just coming over and joining me here at the table as I have my own personal audience with the band. It's a fantastic sound there. It's very much, even though we're playing live in session, you are still bringing in a lot of the elements that working in a studio and recording allows you to have with the samples and the loops that you've got going on. Tell me first about that voice that we heard towards the end, Nicolas Guillen.
I mean, this is the real national poet from Cuba, and he's always was really Afro poet, you know. For all this really emblematic poet, and for me especially, because he talk about the roots, Afro-Cuban roots, all these kind of things, and like this is really a spiritual album and really a personal album. For me to have him, but with his voice, was really amazing. I mean, I was really happy. This is kind of the first time that his voice appear in a jazz group or something like that.
And it is, it's a very striking voice. It's sort of so rich and deep. It kind of, it underpins the music in the same way as you're saying that it kind of underpins the spirit of the whole recording.
Yeah, for me it was really important. I was really surprised how the melody that he did talking fit really good on the music, you know. The whole spirit of the song, the main point and the high ambient of the song is when he appears.
And this particular track, the Siete Rayos, is connected very much to the Yoruba religion that came over from Africa. How much do the rhythms and the music and the roots of that, how much does that influence your own playing?
I mean, for me, because I grew up with all these kind of sounds, you know, and that influenced on my playing a lot. Because almost the time I'm trying to imitate the drums, you know, I'm trying to imitate the percussions, I'm trying to put all those rhythms on the piano. And for me, the piano is not only the piano, it just it can be a really percussion instrument. And for me, it's really important to get that ambient where I was feeling on those party of the Santeria, you know, bringing to the piano, that for me is very important. That's why I'm really... I have a big influence on that kind of style of music.
This album, Yo, is very much another step down that path of exploring the connections, the Afro-Cuban connections. What has this particular album allowed you to do as you've explored more?
I mean, with this album, I'm trying to tell the people who really I am, you know, who are my roots, but in the really high level, I mean, more... In this album, you can feel the more my background of Afro-Cuban and the religion things, and this is like I'm always saying this is like a reborn for me. I have new sounds, I have electronic sounds, I have a really spiritual thing, and this is kind of new for me, and I'm really like a kid. I really born now, so I'm trying to learn and trying to play any kind of this kind of Afro music on with my own style, you know.
Okay, well, let's have some more of that music now. And you're going to play another track from the album.
Yeah, I want to play now. It's called, in Spanish, called Ochenta. On English, it's called 80s.
Thank you.
Absolutely fantastic stuff. Now we know why Chicoy only needs to go by the one name. A blistering solo there on the 80s. And more from Roberto Fonseca and friends in a while here on World on 3 with me, Marianne Kennedy. Now, as promised earlier, a look ahead to some other wonderful guests we have coming to play in future weeks. I've long, long been a great admirer of The Voice Squad, a trio that marries Irish Shamoss stylings with English close harmonies. And it's a great coup for the Sidmouth Festival this summer that they have the lads on their select return to gigging. After several years since their last live gigs, it's wonderful to see them back in action. So it was something of a no-brainer that we should go in search of them in their native habitat over in Ireland. That'll be in a few weeks' time. And in the process of setting things up, we've also been introduced to a brand new solo album of completely unaccompanied song by the tenor lead in the squad, Phil Callery. It's not everyone that could carry 14 tracks unaccompanied, but Phil's voice is transcendent in its solo setting, as it is at the upper reaches of the trio sound. Here, Phil adds his version of a song he first heard from the Glasgow Irish man of song, as he was known, Paddy Tunney, The Green Fields of Canada.
Farewell to the groves of Shillelagh and Shamrock. Farewell to the girls of old Ireland all round. May their hearts be as merry as ever I would wish them, when far away on the ocean I'm bound. My father is old and my mother quite feeble, and to leave their own country it grieves them full sore. Oh, the tears down their cheeks in great drops they are rolling, to think they must die upon a far foreign shore. But what matters to me where my bones may be buried, if in peace and contentment I can spend my life? Oh, the green fields of Canada, there daily are blooming. It's there I'll put an end to my misery and strife. So it's pack up your sea stores and consider no longer. $10 a week isn't very bad pay, with no taxes or tithes to devour up your wages, when you're on the green fields of America. The sheep run unsheared and the land's gone to rushes. The handyman's gone and the winder of creels. And the way o'er the ocean go journeymen tailors, and fiddlers who flaked out the old mountain reels. But sure I mind a time when old Ireland was flourishing, when lots of our tradesmen did work for good pay. But since our manufactories have crossed the Atlantic, sure now we must follow to America. The timber grows thick on the slopes of Columbia, with Douglas in grandeur 200 feet tall. The salmon and sturgeon dam, streamlet and river, and the high rocky mountains look down on it all. On the prairie and plain, sure, the wheat waves all golden, The maple gives sugar to sweeten your tay. You won't want for corn cob way back in Saskatchewan. When you're in the green fields of America. And if you grow weary of pleasure and plenty, of fruit from the orchard and fish from the foam, there's health and good hunting way back in the forest, where herds of great moose and wild buffalo roam. And it's now to conclude and to finish my ditty. If ever friendless Irishman chances my way, with the best in the house I will greet him and welcome. At home on the green fields of America.
Après t'avoir aimé longtemps,
adieu mon cher amant fidèle. Après t'avoir aimé longtemps,
les plus heureux jours de l'enfance sont parfois nos premiers amours.
Les plus heureux jours de l'enfance sont parfois nos premiers amours.
Ne sais-tu pas que mon cœur palpite hier encore pas d'agrément? Il faut pourtant que l'on se quitte, je t'attendrai toujours amant.
Il faut pourtant que l'on se quitte, je t'attendrai toujours amant.
Par nos voix et nos prières n'auront plus de charme à nos yeux.
Si par nos voix et nos prières n'auront plus de charme à nos yeux.
Malgré mes peines et mes misères, tu veux t'éloigner de mes yeux.
Malgré mes peines et mes misères, tu veux t'éloigner de mes yeux.
Tu m'enverras de tes nouvelles partout là-bas où je serai loin. Je te serai toujours fidèle, je t'attendrai toujours à main.
Je te serai toujours fidèle, je t'attendrai.
Que ferais-je durant ton absence pour tromper la longueur du jour?
Que ferais-je durant ton absence pour tromper la longueur du jour?
Je n'aurai plus que l'espérance que tes souvenirs d'amour. Je prierai Dieu pour toi mon cher, je t'attendrai toujours à main.
Je prierai Dieu pour toi mon cher, je t'attendrai toujours à main. Je prierai Dieu pour toi mon cher, je t'attendrai toujours à main.
The recent heat wave took me back to late summer in Quebec last year, and my world roots foray to the voices and hurdy-gurdies of Vent du Nord's wonderful Chantevielle Festival in their green fields of Calixte-la-Vallée outside Montreal. Their new album, celebrating their 10th anniversary, has been doing likewise since. That was Toujours Amant, a set of song words brought to life once more with a new melody from the band, and it comes from Tromper le Temps. And we'll be able to return the hospitality, if not quite with a Québécois beer, when Vent du Nord visit us for next week's session here on World on 3. Can't wait for that. So I'll follow Olivier Demers's fiddle with some more strings, a seamless blend of classical and traditional music here, with its roots in Wallachia, now part of Romania, and whose people settled in the Silesian Beskids in the Carpathian Mountains in Poland some 500 years ago. Volosi are a pair of brothers, classically trained, and three other string players from the Beskidian Highlands, whose music sits at a kind of musical doorway from Europe to its eastern roots, and the result is gorgeous. Rain comes from Moravia, according to Volosi, and that track comes from their album on the young indie Polish label UZF, which stands for Unzipped Fly. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3, and a couple of fellow Scots next. First, from English-based Edinburgher, Ewan McLennan's new album, The Last Bird to Sing, a follow-up to The Rags and Robes that won him a Radio 2 Horizon Award last year. The opening track on the new album is Ewan's take on a song by the great Glasgow songwriter and poet, Matt McGinn. Mm-hmm.
travel far, I wandered wide, seen the Hudson and the Clyde, courted by Loch Lomond's side, but I dearly love the borders. Oh, and I die, bury me low, where I can hear the bonny tweed flow, a sweeter place I'll never know, than the rolling hills of the borders. Well, day I mind the day when my lass I strolled by the tay, but ah, its beauty fades away among the hills of the borders. Oh, and I die, bury me low, but I can hear the bonny tweed flow, a sweeter place I'll never know than the rolling hills of the borders. A certain place, oh mind, bonny lasses there you'll find, and men sister the yet so kind, among the hills of the borders. Oh, and I die, bury me low, where I can hear the bonny tweed flow, a sweeter place I'll never know than the rolling hills of the borders. And the Clyde, courted by Loch Lomond's side, but I dearly love the borders. Oh, and I die, bury me low, where I can hear the bonny tweed flow, a sweeter place I'll never know, and the rolling hills of the borders. Oh, and I die, bury me low, where I can hear the bonny tweed flow, a sweeter place I'll never know, and the rolling hills of the borders.
Type of person that would blow up Sucky Hall Street, I'd make sure you weren't walking through the precinct. And if I was the type of person that could make a mint in Wall Street, I'd buy you something nice for your room. If I had to start a fire in the middle of a forest, I'd make sure the forest was near where you stay. And if I hijacked an airplane that was flying to Mallorca, I'd make sure you were going your holiday somewhere else. Cause I wouldn't want to upset you, I knew as soon as I met you, you'd bring you the best in me. If I was the type of person that murdered folk for money, For you I'd murder somebody for nothing. And if I was the type of person that liked to torture animals, I wouldn't do your wee pet monkey any harm. Cause I wouldn't want to upset you on you since I met you. You bring you the best in me. But if I was a wee dictator that was gonna invade a country, I'd make sure you'd need relations that were living there. And if I had to shoot some people because they were causing trouble, I wouldn't shoot them dead in front of you. It would do any of these terrible things to you or anybody else in this whole world. And I know I'm not the type of person you'd take him and me your mother, but I'd still take you him to meet me. Cause I know that you'd bring you the best in me. Wouldn't do your wee pet monkey any harm.
In truth, I'm still making my mind up about the whole CD, but there he is, Lanarkshire songwriter and artist Peter Nardini, from a new album, Hug, out on Temple Records, which is home to the Battlefield Band, and the album is also produced by the band's piper, Mike Katz. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3. We're in Maida Vale's atmospheric Studio 3, a place positively reverberating with musical memories and a perfect setting for tonight's session guests, Roberto Fonseca and his band. And going to carry the session on now with another track from the album Yo. This is Ken Soyo.
Thank you.
very smiley music indeed, and a particular mention to Giandy Martinez for a great bass solo there. Roberto Fonseca and friends in session for us here on World on Three with me, Marianne Kennedy. And Roberto, just running back over to the table here to join me. First of all, I have to say it's kind of strange watching a music that is so very much made to be live, because it's all about the connections that are going between the different members of the band. But then you have these wonderful voices all locked up, the guests that you've had on the album.
Sometimes kind of strange, because people, when I played the voices, people was watching where the voice come from. But at the same time, people know that this is an album like with electric guests, you know. And at the end, people really enjoy everything. And for me, that's an important thing.
And that track there, Ken Soyo, that's the one that features Orchestra Baobab,
Asan
and Boop. Now, that is very much a case then of the influences going in both directions, because you have such a great African band who very much looked to Cuba for their roots. So when you were working together, was that very much a part of what was going on?
Yeah, it was a party, you know, because we really respect our music, you know, our tradition. And the main thing of the album was trying to make a middle point between Africa and Cuba, you know, trying to be like I'm a Cuban piano player to trying to play African music, nothing like that. They have their own colors, so we have to make a middle point between the both culture and trying to give our energy and to put on the music. That was the point of the album.
Now, the roots of the Baobab from the kind of Cuban influence side goes back to another era, and for you, one of the big breaks for you was working with many of the Buena Vista guys and to a large extent stepping into the shoes of Ruben Gonzalez. What was that like for a young Cuban musician?
For me, it was really important to play on the same place that was Ruben, you know. I always say that I didn't take the place of Ruben. I just trying to put the piano on the same level that he was, you know. For me, it was really an amazing experience seeing playing with Ibrahim Ferrer, playing with Cacheito Lopez, playing with Manuel Gabán, playing with Guajiro Mirabal. It was like the really, truly traditional music school, you know, for me. And I was learning how to play the traditional Cuban music. And like I say, that was like a touch in the sky with music. I mean, because I learned a lot of things. I confirmed how to play in the really fresh way, to clear way, and never forget where I come from. I come from Cuba, so all my music had to be a flavor of Cuba in any way. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're playing funky or it doesn't matter if you play hip hop, nothing like that. You have to put always your flavor or your color where you come from.
Is Cuba Havana, that scene that people think they now know because of that phenomenon that was Buena Vista, is it still a good place for music? Is it still a happening place?
I always say this: Cuba is a music factory, and Havana have a lot of great musicians. We have a lot of many different style of music in Havana. You can find any kind of music. I mean, I can tell you. Honestly, you can find there from classical music to Afro music, from hard rock music. You can find there everything. It's like almost in any corner you will find or hear some music, you know, because people from Cuba, they are really musically and they really like music, you know, and they express themselves on music. So especially in Havana, where I'm living, is the downtown of the music scenes, where all the theater or the, you know, the clubs are, you find a lot of activity on music, you know. That's very important for me, because there are many musicians coming to Cuba to play our music, you know. And this is a really good time for learn other kind of style of music, yeah.
So you have this fantastic background, a kind of upbringing from these older generation guys, fantastic folks. But obviously, just by watching the session, you know, you're right in the present day as well. And working with the last track that we're going to hear is one that you worked on the album with Giles Peterson. What does it bring to an album and to a live setting then afterwards when you're working with someone who's very much a producer who's thinking of music in a different way?
Yeah, I mean, working with Giles was amazing. I learned a lot. And the most beautiful thing and the most important thing that I learned with Giles was the word taste. You know, have a good taste. That's maybe for some musician that's not so important, you know.
So what do you mean by that? Do you mean how you choose something, how you feel something?
For you? That's mean it's maybe if you play something, maybe it's good, it's really right playing, you know. But you need to find the essence of the music. You have to find the real feel of the music. You have to find the groove. You have to find the spirit of the music. And Jill is really good doing that thing. That's why, I mean, I learned with him the good taste. Yeah.
So tell me just a little bit about Mi Negra Ave Maria.
This is a song that I wrote for my religion, you know. When everybody listen to Ave Maria, they automatically go into the classical music, you know, the church music. So I want to have the same, to try to dedicate the same thing, but to my Afro, you know, because Ave Maria, Mi Negra Ave Maria is called like a Yemaya, it's my mother on religion. She's the black saint, so that's why I call Mi Negra Ave Maria. And this is a really positive song, and I have the honor to have there Michael Glad. He's a really amazing musician, and he did a great spoken word there. And he was really connected with the song, with the sound, and the end, I was really happy.
And it looks like, sitting here, your musicians have disappeared off to the coffee or the sandwiches.
Well, yeah.
Are they coming back, or are you doing this all by yourself and your machines?
No. They were coming back, definitely. They were talking.
Well, let's get them back in, and we'll have this final. I'm so glad that we had the good taste to have you in session here tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I hope that everybody understands my English, because, I mean, sometimes my English is not so good. Well, I've tried my best, so thank you.
She was a daffodil peddler, dallying in petals, as only a florophile can. And I saw her on the brink of the water, where the waves lip the earth and wet the sands. There have been a thousand boats that have crossed this water, and we have lived through a million storms. And with all the thunder that has crashed the buildings, set fire to trees, and scorched this earth, we are still here and are learning patience despite our foibles and the human curse. Still.
time to put on the brakes and understand that this is our planet. Damn, we will make it if we just receive. So please, sweet woman, child with the white rose, let us ride your white rose to a brand new right here. And this here will be the one we build until
the voice of Mike Ladd, truly ecstatic there in an epic version of Mi Negra Ave Maria. Thanks a million to Roberto Fonseca and the band, who were Jean Di Martinez on bass, Chicoy on guitar, Ramses Rodriguez on drums, and Joel Hierazuelo on percussion. And of course, Roberto will be back for the River of Music the weekend before the Olympics on the 21st of July. This is Marianne Kennedy with World on 3, and this next new release is something of a blast from the 90s past for me. A band called The Equation was the sum total of the Lakeman brothers, Kate Rusby and Cara Dillon at various times, and Catherine Roberts, who went on to become the sole vocal lead. It was a combination that produced the same polished pop-tinged songs that were to become a vital ingredient in several serious folk careers, of course. But in amongst those slightly self-conscious pop videos, courtesy of Warner Brothers, they were good. And Catherine's voice, although a lead vocal rarity these days, was an important factor. So it's great to hear herself and husband Sean Lakeman releasing this new album on Navigator. A mix of trad-inspired compositions, for the most part, including this, delving into our own experience and memories growing up in a Yorkshire mining village during the turbulent Thatcher years. This is the ballad of Andy Jacobs and his wife Cassie.
Jacobs drifted in and settled down into his favorite chair. He let his mind wander for a while. She watched his eyes unfocus, seeing things she didn't know were there. But he caught her eye and broke into a smile. He said, Cassie, love, we've decided. Cassie, love, I'm not sure I chose the right side. But tomorrow I'll be standing on the line. Well, Cassie took his hand in hers and said, I've never seen your face look so pale. It reminds me of the first time we met. You were standing at the bar and you looked nervous, and I thought that you'd be sick. But we laughed together till last orders ran, and you said, Cassie, love, I've decided. Cassie, love, you're the one I want to be with, and soon you'll standing by my side. I'll make you my bride in this fine month of April. For 15 years I've worked down there, and I'm not afraid to leave without a fight. But I'm sure this'll be over in a week. From the cenotaph tomorrow we will march and let them see just how we're feeling. We'll let them know we're not afraid to strike. But Cassie, love, it might be hard. Cassie, love, we've kids to feed and no money saved, but at least I'm standing for what I believe in. Well, Cassie took his hand in hers and said, I'll stand beside you all the way. Just promise me you won't cause any trouble. And as the month got underway, Andy started coming home much less. The kids almost forgot what he looked like. Cassie, love, I thought you understood. Cassie, love, we're fighting for our way of life. And I have to help the lads out on the line. They'll not make me a fool in this fine month of April. Just to raise a little cash, Andy went back to the only thing he knew. Illegal, but he saw no other way. Digging coal from the banks of the train tracks and selling it on. Digging in the dark so no one saw. Cassie, love, I've let you down. Cassie, love, this hasn't gone the way I planned. I never thought that I'd be living off the land. Then one evening he went down to find some kids had set the signal box alight. He watched as it was raised to the ground. But the seam below caught fire and Andy's coal burned just out of sight. He hid and watched the flames grow higher. Cassie, love, the smoke kept rising. Cassie, love, it was like watching my hopes and fears. I'm afraid I won't rebuild them for many years. Maybe I'm a fool in this fine month of April. Maybe I'm a fool to put you all through this. Perhaps I should have listened to my conscience. Maybe I'm a fool.
Well, I'll now try and sing you The Mantle of Green. It's an old song that I got from my father here in Market Hill. As I went a-walking one evening, in June to view the fair fields and the meadows in bloom. I spied a pretty fair maid, she appeared like a queen, with her costly fine robes and her mantle so green. Said I, my pretty fair maid, won't you come with me? We'll both join in wedlock, and married we'll be. I will dress you in rich attire, you'll appear like a queen, with your costly fine robes and your mantle so green. Said she, now my young man, I must be excused, for I'll wed with no man, so you must be refused. To the green woods I will wander, to shun all men's view, for the boy I loved dearly lies in famed Waterloo. Well, it's since you will not marry me, won't you tell your love's name? And as I was in that battle, I might know the same. Draw near to my garment, for it's there can be seen. His name is embroidered on my mantle so green. At the rising of her garment, it was there I beheld his name and his surname in letters of gold. Young Willie O'Reilly did appear in my view, and he was my chief comrade and the famed Waterloo. And when he was dying, these words he did say: "Hear, hear, lovely Nancy, how contented I die. Peace is proclaimed and the war it is o'er, and you're welcome to my arms, lovely Nancy, once more. Oh, Nancy, lovely Nancy, it was you won my heart. In your father's garden that day we did part. In your father's garden on the tree shady green, when I rolled you in my arms with your mantle so green."
Having spent the past while listening to the voices of my own family recorded in the field over the past 60 years and more, my ears prick up when I hear real voices captured in recording. Jim O'Neill of Armagh singing a version of Her Mantle So Green, and it appears on one of four new releases, adding to the seminal 20-volume topic series, The Voice of the People. The new releases are overseen by Dr. Reg Hall, who was behind the original 500-track choice That was collated from the British Library National Archive, Topic's own archive and various personal collections. The new recordings are culled from field recordings that have become available since the original 1999 release. Astonishing in its breadth and scope in portraying the music and song of the UK and Ireland, it is genuinely a collection that deserves the description of landmark. I'm going to head back to North Africa now for this next experience. From the free and noble men of the Moroccan Berber, as their name Imazighen translates, Oudaden have been at the centre of trancy festivities and more formal festival stages for the past quarter of a century and more, with songs from their poet classes covering the minutiae of daily lives and loves to the ongoing challenges facing their Berber culture. This is from Oudaden's new album Imprint, and in many ways it's a great follow-up to the ecstasy of Roberto Fonseca's last live session track, the Negra Ave Maria. This is the chance to enter the trance world of Oudaden's legions of fans with this 12-minute monster. Give yourself up to it.
واللي فغي بالاربي هنكي كفلغ والريق الفراشات تيقان دويل من الفلحور والريق لعشرتني باب الملتني السنة والريق مغارتني قربولو لي مرات والريق بلا يداد والمين لي كل سنة الخير أمود نك نسوت نسوسيت اللي حمغي وأمود أرد نمكر صلار أفرزي سدو مجلبي في سرارة كال يقن ترقوى اللي يدي صروح انت السيوين حتى اللي بوند لغن بازور سنارة تنون فوق الخوف كيدور يا في الفرح يغويك والله غامق لقي ما غدون سيليتون الله تربي دا قد حقني السنور لانت تتولي قي غي تخمر سولاري التنفي النحدي سما قرغي سكريسة حكوريس يتو الخير اللي ديس نشرك ولا تامون تاوين تنوي يدور سولك شمحي لي مورنس شاتن اللي غي قطريس كالوحي فركين سراق سولي هولا شكون كيسا سكرنس إلا العيني جود نختم نسولو فنوين سيقان ويل جديد ورتايسني أنا ما ننس ولا كرامة تقيسي سليلي انتي فاسينانس لكينا تقيسي طدن شور غسرتني النقل إما العين اللي دار كورمي من ومن سيكو تقيسي ريزور سولي اللي شن حشتنا اللي قتلك مني جاي ورنكيس الشرف نص نعاهدك ربايا نكيران يرينا والك يرين قيك الغرض نساكل شي نارك ميسون يعني يخدم البيع وشترى لك سطر تنقار يعني صغان الحاجة اسمي ريتيني ميتين أريد تقلص ربايا نيتلك ملارس مالنس أوين قيك وقار منصط نشيني حرماس دو درياني زنزان تمتني غسل منشك إن أمضي بعدها الأسرار التوي التما خيرت أين تريدني قال لك فلا سوي طورتنا قرحة خلص حاصل مرجل تمتني كيني غامون أغاري عجنساني دحوة ماني في تحوى التصنع إيقاس داس لقرد ينتي الشاني نغتو نسمع إيدا الصفايد باب نسا السنور إلا نموتنا يقال عيني ميدنك فانت كله وشيطانت ولا الحسد عضلك درت نشيكي سكوفرتن والنظر زران لما لا غانس مقول غيسا ولا الجين تريسا والحضر انت واخد كي بيقيس نرتنيني النصح أستن راس نعرض نستير متى في النسيحين أوين دي زمر غرس ناس لخمسة لا في سنستا وين دي فلو سندي قل الكل ويسنوادن يا وين غارين مغارني خشانات تنصارن يا وين سرس ربي الحلق وريطة في من سينس أريس دوق وراقور لحصن ما نتروحن إنا يسندق واتن ما يتنقارن تورمد يغاوني النغينا فلانينا تصوري حاضر لقرنا قور فمك سيطوري الطير الدوري فلي قور دانغل محالي نوتي الليشت أحادر ويش مدك سولينا نايا مرنقا يفوخي الأغراض وسولي ريانا ولاك في اللحنقات ينغي ووال مناتي الهمر تنضم لمرات النون ففلحتون مقدا انت ولي التيران أدني تصبر غلجيب نسيت فلال وفات إنا نقان قدا انت غلا التمان أدوري سكر الديني قوت ناري سمرواي يغوي السلافي ديضل في طريق تلولوي إنا يكهي قد نقيوري اللي وانا ونغل ما قيزي سكر الشيكي دخمو ما الشيكة تالف في قمة غلجيب بنس 50 ريالة أني روحتي قمي قنغلق الشارع اللان أرند رنزو داغويد ونفوس أريد تموم تشاقان غالي دارسي لاني كملت أتهلكني قمة داكسو لي الطيوال أقان نقضي عن خزي ملك نوموساي أعطي شاقان تيني هلك أسنتكم فيل أخصى يدي ذي فراون سيني قار يقاس لقوان وحرق انتيني حسمان ياوي داغي ولستوغا سيرتي السنون أغارس يجبدي بيت ياوي تولو كاف يجرر تسسكرا دي سري كل متلنا إنا واك واك الكيبر نحيك فاين لكوت يقا يحضو مصلو درسون طف المال ورجون سوق ولدنك ماني ساكن تلف نجيب بيخوايد بودين كل ياني قلسان أدي نسكن الحساب نسمون تغلق الناش لجال نسالة في الدايك من المغوفير ما ستنتخلص الجاغ يوفاغا كون رورا نغويتين فال نسيزي وين أحل محال أوين لفيت نقا ونقا ما حمال نقا الطالب مع شوغي الميسو نيران أرنقوا نغلق راجر كي غيفا والحال لكاريخ ريفوغا الحسن كليات ما يصبر لي قنتي ميتاش نصيفين نور لكم ربي سنتو لي سلك من يقن الخضر تسرع يترتي سوسوي أيو نخسيني رد درس نتلك مياويت يقيتي لك الروسا غوين 5000 ريال يكتني نغل جيب يدوس نسل في ليلات يخيرات قرني لازي فطاري تمشي وير انت ديق فنسي سرد ديك سايلني سيرن إنا بارك الله نشجا ونسمحي تيرمت عدلك نختي قمي قسني تتاين سوت انت دغرو من طمزين يوفاح الكمير راتنش نصبر بالزيت الزرقي غنطف المال العارض يحضر زوري لنا سفر السدح ليك ستوك اسمون راني غي سوق اكلو ريس دولو في باول ولاتي نفين ولاتي نحبود اكلو ريش نحي الشيم الحلق يحكي سور الهم والسيس يموت ولا السحر انت قد انسي اسمو المال
أشرفين في جنة الأيام تام ضلبي ما يحاد ما يغسل ما الله يمك يصل ضلبي ما يحاد ما يغسل ما والله يمك كنت تضايقن وانسي وقال نور والله يمك اتيلي البركة درايتي كالنا والله يمك اتيلي البركة درايتي كالنا تقليت مقورنا والله يملكنا رياني كان حبيبي ما تنفلها والله يملكنا رياني كان حبيبي ما تنفلها والله يملكنا يلوحا ويدو صدري فقصتا والله يملكنا ونبكيك سلطان برزقان كسيحتا والله يملكنا ربك سلطان مرزقان خصيحتا والله ينكنا عقو دايس نخطر زمتين جام انسى والله ينكنا عقو دايس نخطر زمتين جام انسى والله ينكنا حتي قد والوني همال ما ننسى والله ينكنا حتي قد والوني همال ما ننسى والله ينكنا كرات برات مكن غرات انت
ليلى
لا اولا اني جواب صرت غير الله
ليلى لا
اولا اني جواب صرت غير
الله
ليلى لا اني لو عزم زسنو جدير رافت صح ليلى
لا
سنيتو اكتب والمقارا كنظر اكتب المقارا كل زر
ايه
ليلى
لا
Morocco's Oudaden from their new album Imprint out on Buddha Music. All the details on tonight's music, by the way, you can find on the Radio 3 website. Just follow the links to this programme. Well, having taken this transcendental spiritual path in the latter part of the programme, we have the perfect music to end with. And it's looking forward to this Sunday's World Roots, which features a session from Indian Drupad singer Uday Bavalkar and daughter Manasi. So, with thanks again to Roberto Fonseca and friends for the session, to James Birtwistle and Andy Fell in the studio, and to Roger Short producing tonight, I leave you with this bonus track from the World Roots session, Raga Puria. Good night.
No. Ooh.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain, to Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. The coming together of conductor Bernard Haitink, pianist Emmanuel Ax and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe for two Brahms concerts has to have been among the highlights of the 2011 BBC Proms. And this is the first of those concerts to come here, the Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1 and right now orchestra and conductor in Brahms' Third Symphony, a piece premiered in the 1880s by the Vienna Philharmonic, and its music, which seems to be full of coded private messages. We do know, though, what the opening idea means. It's a motto which pops up quite a lot in the symphony, the notes FAF, meaning for Brahms, frei, aber froh, free but happy.